Unlimited. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The state plans to apply for the trial in the prosecution in the corruption case against Jacob Zuma and Talis to proceed, even if there are outstanding appeals. Earlier today, an application by the French arms company and the former president to have the charges dropped was dismissed in the Pietermaritzburg High Court. They had argued that some key witnesses have since died, meaning their evidence cannot be presented or challenged in court. Senior state prosecutor Billy Downer then asked for the trial to resume in July and to run until the 19th of September, dates that were set down last year. Judge Nkosinathi Cele then raised the issue of outstanding appeals. An application for leave to appeal the judgment in Zuma's case to have Downer removed at the Supreme Court and the possibility that today's ruling may be appealed.
There are these interlocutory applications, yeah. And in the presence of these applications, we will not be in a position to set them down for trial in July.
The state would want that to proceed. The state would need to argue that in a formal application. We've got to the stage on this trial. The trial date was set in May 2024. We're now in June 2025. It's more than a year later. The interests of justice require that the matter proceed to trial.
And Downer has insisted they are ready to proceed to trial. Standard Bank's head of South Africa macroeconomic research says the economy slightly outperformed their expectations. Alna Moolman's been reacting to today's GDP figures, which show the economy grew slightly by 0.1% in the first quarter of 2025. Moolman says they had forecast stagnation. However, she warns there are concerns about the decline in fixed investment and private sector fixed investment.
This is a real concern when we think about creating more capacity in the economy to support stronger, longer-term trend growth. We are still expecting some improvement in economic growth over the course of this year. Of course, we know that the first quarter was characterized by extreme levels of uncertainty stemming from both domestic and global factors. However, we remain concerned about downside risks to near-term growth.
Zimbabwe will cull dozens of elephants and distribute the meat to people to consume. Wildlife officials say it's to ease the ballooning population of the animal. The southern African country is home to the second biggest elephant population in the world after Botswana. ZimParks says the cull at a vast private game reserve in the southeast will initially target 50 elephants. It says an aerial survey last year showed that the Save the Valley Conservancy had over 2,500 elephants, more than triple its carrying capacity of 800. The authority did not say how many of the animals would be killed in total or over what period. And far-right politicians have pulled out of a coalition government in the Netherlands in a row about migration. Geert Wilders threatened to walk away last week if policies weren't strengthened. He had demanded that all asylum seekers be turned away. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof has stepped down but will remain in office in a caretaker capacity. No date for a new election has been set. Durban 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 21. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.